Section 10. Recruit Training Process. The recruit training process is an exciting, dynamic, challenging, and extremely rewarding experience. In 12 weeks, recruit training officers, RTOs, firefighter or engineer mentors, fire department managers, field units, local labor leaders, and other experts educate and train new hires to be Phoenix firefighters. This is accomplished through a combination of classroom sessions, hands-on demonstrations, reading assignments, physical practice, and home study. The recruit training process is physically, mentally, and emotionally demanding, but so is the job of a firefighter. In just 12 weeks, a new hire will be required to perform as an integrated part of an emergency response crew. The primary focus of everything the Phoenix Fire Department does is customer service. In this sense, our customers design, teach, manage, and appreciate the training academy. Both RTOs and recruits should never lose this focus. Customer service is the thread that holds all areas of training together. It provides purpose for the training. In order to actualize the mission statement of be nice, preventing harm, and surviving, four key areas must be addressed. These areas are tied together into customer service. If any of these are not accomplished, customer service suffers. The four areas of focus for recruit training are safety, technical skills, wellness for life, critical thinking. These four areas are not mutually exclusive and therefore cannot be separated. Attempting to separate these focus areas diminishes the meaningfulness of training and therefore inhibits learning. This will be exhibited by an inability to be nice, prevent harm, and survive. Every lesson taught in the training academy is taught with respect to each of these components. Recruit training policies, rules, and requirements. The Phoenix Fire Department has some policies, rules, and requirements during the recruit training process to provide the recruits with a fair, consistent, and organized training academy. It's the intent of these rules to provide the recruit with clarity and understanding on the expectations placed upon them. The recruit is expected to provide the self-discipline, self-motivation, and initiative to follow these rules. General rules and regulations. Number 1. Working hours are 0600 to 1500 hours, unless stated otherwise, or unless the recruit requests to stay late for assisted practice. Recruits will also be given 1 hour for lunch. Number 2. Recruits shall be prepared to accept assignments at 0600 hours. Number 3. Absence or tardiness without prior permission is unacceptable behavior and may lead to disciplinary action. Number 4. If unable to attend class for any reason, the recruit shall call and notify an RTO by 0530 hours. Each RTO can be reached by cell, pager, or at their home. Number 5. Unusual incidents such as birth, serious illness, or family member death, etc., which may result in unanticipated absence or tardiness, will be reported to their RTO as soon as possible. Number 6. Recruits shall follow the chain of command. Recruit firefighter to RTO, to division chief, to deputy chief. Number 7. If a recruit receives an order that conflicts with a previous order, the recruit shall advise the person giving the second order of the conflict and then comply with the second person's instructions. Number 8. Recruits shall immediately report any injury or illness to their RTO and complete the necessary forms as directed. Number 9. Recruits contacted by any news media while on duty must notify an RTO immediately before answering any questions. Recruits shall not grant interviews without the consent of the director of training. Number 10. Recruits shall possess a valid Arizona driver's license. Number 11. Recruits shall park their vehicles in designated parking areas only. Number 12. Recruits shall keep lockers and personal vehicles secured at all times. The locker rooms, classrooms, and apparatus bay shall be kept clean at all times. Number 13. Refrigerators will be furnished for recruit use. It's the responsibility of the recruits to keep it clean. Number 14. The training academy is a closed campus. Number 15. Messages may be received for recruits in the office, 602 602- 262-6393 for referral to recruits. Number 16. Recruits shall address all personnel by rank and last name. Number 17. When entering the RTO offices, second floor, knock loudly and announce their presence. Number 18. Be clean and in designated uniform when reporting to the classroom or RTO office. Number 19. Recruits shall adhere to all federal, state, and local statutes and all city and department rules and regulations. Number 20. Disruptive behavior will not be tolerated. Recruits will not engage in behavior that may risk injury to self or others through unsafe acts. Number 21. A breach of scholastic ethics by any form of cheating, plagiarism, or other dishonest activity is unacceptable behavior and will lead to termination. Number 22. Anyone caught stealing personal or city property will be terminated. Number 23. Teamwork is what the fire service is all about. All recruits are expected to help each other during tasks, including getting ready for the day and cleanup. Number 24. Show respect for each other and to all crews or instructors at all times, on and off duty. Number 25. Maintain an excellent rapport with all agencies. Number 26. Be professional at all times, on and off duty. Number 27. Do not engage in sexual activity on fire department property or while on duty. Violation may lead to termination. Number 28. Do not engage in any drug or alcohol use on fire department property or while on duty. Violation may lead to termination. Number 29. Recruits must be well-groomed and clean-shaven, men, each day. Number 30. No pagers or cell phones shall be worn without the prior approval of an RTO. Number 31. Recruits shall maintain a positive attitude and deliver excellent customer service at all times. Discrimination. Discrimination and or harassment of any employees by another are strictly forbidden. The City of Phoenix and all participating cities maintains a workplace free of discrimination on the basis of race, national origin, color, disability, religion, gender, or marital status. Additionally, the city maintains a workplace free of sexual harassment and all forms of sexual intimidation or exploitation. Sexual harassment may take the form of offensive sexual behavior and/or intimidation, as well as other forms such as posters, magazines, calendars, cartoons, photographs, jokes, gestures, or comments of sexual, hostile, or degrading nature, which are not appropriate within the workplace. Both men and women can be the victims of harassment. All employees shall be aware that the City of Phoenix and all participating cities will take action to prevent and correct such behavior. Furthermore, individuals who engage in such behavior are subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination. The Phoenix Regional Training Academy's commitment. The Phoenix Regional Training Academy is committed to the success of every recruit that enters the Training Academy. We consider every recruit our customer and therefore focus everything we do on meeting the needs of our customers. We provide a low-stress, positive learning environment designed to assist with the learning of the critical and essential tasks required to be a Phoenix firefighter. The environment is low-key, but the expectations of responsibility, self-discipline, self-motivation, initiative, enthusiasm, and performance are high. When a recruit firefighter provides a positive attitude and a willingness to learn, the RTOs will provide everything possible to help them be successful. This creates a fun workplace, a successful recruit firefighter, and a quality fire department. Recruit expectations and compact. The career of a firefighter is physically, emotionally, and mentally demanding. The selection process has selected you as a candidate for this career. The responsibility of the Training Academy is to instruct, train, and evaluate those chosen by the selection process, and to determine whether candidates are qualified to become probationary firefighters. The Phoenix Fire Department's Labor Management RBO process has clearly defined behavioral, attitudinal, and performance standards that are critical to success in the fire service. You'll be held to and must meet these standards to successfully complete the academy. This document will clearly identify these expectations and will explain what will happen if these expectations are not met. The following are behavioral, personality, or attitude-related qualities determined to be critical to success in this career: self-discipline, self-motivation, self-initiator, responsible, takes ownership, mature, adapts to change, accountable, nice, self-confident, common sense, willing and able to learn, critical thinker, ability to manage stress, respectful. The following are undesirable qualities or traits that will not be tolerated: mean, disrespectful, inability to receive and respond to correction or direction, anger, bitter, unsafe. The following are specific performance requirements determined to be necessary to successfully complete the Fire Academy: ability to work in a confined space, ability to work from heights, ability to function while wearing PPE, including an SCBA, ability to work in incendiary environments, ability to perform required firefighter skills. These are spelled out during the Academy. Concerns in any of these areas will be identified and addressed by the Recruit Training Officers, RTOs, and will result in the generation of an improvement plan, clearly identifying the Academy's expectations. The peer review group will also be notified and will review the documentation. If improvement is not seen by the following grading period, the peer review group will determine the action to be taken, up to and including dismissal. Your training will take you through phases of the learning and evaluation process. Phase 1. During this phase, you'll be introduced to the skills and standards you'll be required to perform. The specifics will be demonstrated to you. There'll be videos to watch, you'll walk through the steps in a non-evaluative manner, and you'll be required to pass a written, essay format quiz on the steps required to complete the skill. You'll be required to pass each quiz with a minimum score of 85%. Phase 2. During this phase, you'll get repetition with the specific skills. You'll have a minimum of 3 attempts at each skill with feedback on your performance. This feedback will focus on areas of concern as well as the things you're doing well. These will be instructive and informative critiques. Improvement plans will be generated by the RTOs as needed. Failure to improve will require consideration by the peer review group. It will be your responsibility to seek assistance, perform extra attempts, or take any other steps necessary for you to perform the skills to a standard during this phase. Your RTOs will be available at lunch, at the end of the day, or on Saturdays for additional help and assessment. It's your responsibility to request and initiate the assistance. Phase 3. During this phase, you'll be required to perform the skills to standards. If you meet the standard for each skill, you'll continue on in the Academy and will learn additional skills in the same phase process. If you fail to meet the standards, the peer review group will meet to discuss your situation. Phase 4. During this phase, you'll be required to pass final evaluations. This is a culmination of your training. You'll be evaluated on performance of all the skills taught to you during the Academy. You'll have 3 attempts to successfully perform each skill to standard. Successful completion of the final evaluation will allow you to continue on toward graduation from the Academy. A failure to pass the evaluations to standards within 3 attempts will require the peer review group to meet and discuss your situation and determine the appropriate action to take, up to and including dismissal. The training process is designed to help you be successful. It's our goal to take capable, willing, and qualified recruits and turn them into capable, qualified firefighters. We're committed to that end. Your success will be determined by your willingness and ability to perform to the standard.